الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that those people who believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, fear Him, and that Allah is unseen, but without seeing Allah Ta'ala, they fear Allah, they believe in Him. And also, they believe in Jannat and Jahannam without having seen it. They also believe in the life of the Qabr without having seen it. So for them is a great reward by Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala explained how well Allah Ta'ala knows man, and also the favors of Allah, how He has created this earth in which we can dig to make our foundations, etc. Yet on the other hand, it is so hard that very heavy, heavy things are on the earth, and the earth doesn't get pressed down with that. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains that as man should be worried about the year after and the punishment of Allah Ta'ala there, and sometimes our sins are such that Allah punishes us in this world also. So Allah reminds us of such occasions that punishment can come in this world also. So beware and don't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ. کیا تم نیڈر ہوگے اس سے جو آسمان میں ہے اس سے کہ دھسا دے تم کو. What have you become complacent, and do you think you are in safety zone and that you don't have any problems of Him who is in the heavens, that is of Allah Ta'ala? That one thing Allah Ta'ala can do, that He can make you to sink in the earth, like when earthquakes come and people are unaccounted, huge numbers are unaccounted for. And this was happened in the past also, and in our near past also. We might have forgotten the tsunami that came and how many people got killed in it. The holiday makers who are on the beach especially, and how that tsunami came and got killed. And also more recent than that, the earthquake in Kashmir that had killed so many people, especially the Kashmir which is on the Pakistani side. The earthquake that came in Haiti and the tornadoes, etc. Allah's punishment comes in this world also. So a person must not become unmindful, become bold and start committing sins recklessly. Allah's punishment can come in this world also. فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورَ پھر تَبْهِي وَلَرَزْنِ لَگَ. And when these earthquakes come, this very earth that we are benefiting from, we are getting our crops and grain from it, we are building our houses and everything, but when Allah causes it to shake, and it is just a matter of a few seconds that it shakes, but what destruction comes in its way, how buildings fall down, the very house you thought is going to protect me, that very house falls down on you and kills you. How much of this happened over and over, so man should take lesson of the qudrat and power of Allah Ta'ala. We must not be fooled by the media that many times downplay things. How many people get killed and they report a very small amount, and they keep it for a little while, a news item, and then it is all forgotten. Or we should not be fooled by different types of scientists, etc., who try and say this is natural phenomena. It just happens on its own. Nothing can happen on its own. Allah is the sole controller of everything. And we must fear Allah Ta'ala. أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ يَا نِدَرْ هُو گَئِ هُو اسے جو آسمان میں ہے. Or have you become unmindful of Him who is in the heavens? That is, have you forgotten Allah Ta'ala and you are breaking His law so flagrantly? أَيُرْسِلَ عَلِيكُمْ حَاصِبًا. اس بات سے کہ برسا دے تم پر میں پتھروں کا. That Allah Ta'ala can send down a rain of stones upon you. Actual stones can also rain down, and we know how many storms come, and with the ice and hail that sometimes come golf ball size, sometimes tennis ball size, and hard and solid, and how it kills people. people who are caught out on the outside, or they are forced out of their houses because of floods, etc., and that hailstorm comes, and with what force it comes down, and how it whole crops are destroyed in a few seconds. Whole areas are destroyed in a few seconds. So we should fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and not break the laws of Allah ta'ala. فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرٌ. So jaan loge kaisa hai mera darana. And if that punishment of mine has to come, then you will know what is this my fear that I'm putting in you, what it is like. And if we had first hand reports of people who were actually caught in these things, and they explained to us how, what torments they went through for hours on end, for a whole day and night, with the whole family, how they had to pass their time, and what the conditions were of those winds that were blowing, the tornadoes, etc. And the person at that time, he's like out of his mind. He doesn't know what is happening. So these are things that we should fear, and it is all by breaking the laws of Allah. And when we go over the limit, Allah overlooks a lot. Allah gives us a lot of respite that we can change ourselves. But when we don't, and we just carry on, and we commit very severe and very terrible sins, and then Allah's punishment comes, then a person has got no chance. وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ النَّكِيرُ. اور جُتلا چُکے ہیں جو ان سے پہلے تھے. And people of before also falsified Allah, did not believe in Allah, started worshipping idols. The most highest form of stupidity, to worship a thing which you make with your own hand, a thing which you can see can do nothing whatsoever, and you start worshipping that, and you leave Allah, who is the only creator, and who has got everything in his control. You don't make one sajda for him, and you make sajda for idols, etc. When these things happen, then Allah says, nations of the past, how they were destroyed. And this is particular reference to the Arabs who used to take their business journeys to the north and south, and they should pass by the ruins of these people. The people of Thamud, a mighty strong nation, but how they were destroyed. The people of Shu'aib alayhi salam, very, very strong business people, but when they broke business laws,
ke jahan sarb kaf zere tikh wa tabar hai, ke your life is in your hands, and the spear, the arrow is right on you already. Such imtihan. How the sahaba, what he mean? He went, jay? No, not Rushdie, no. Long before. Anyway, he went and he killed him. And that is very interesting to read also, how he was guided in his dream over to the police. The court case, no long court case, I'm guilty. I wanted to do it, I'll do it again. If I have to do it, I'll